Thanks a million for joining me on the show, Letitia.
Thank you, Amber. Thank you for having me.
So will you tell our listeners maybe a small bit about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so my name is Letitia and I am from Ballyhaig, but I'm living in Tralee now. And last year I set up my own business called Lotus Optimization, where I help business owners to show up on Google search results, I suppose is the simplest way of putting it. A lot of people have websites, but nobody can find them. So I decided to try and help them do something about that. And that's where my business came from. So that's what I do.
Fantastic. And how's it been going since you set up?
Yeah, it's been really good, actually. It's getting busy now. I think more people are becoming aware of, I suppose, the problems that they have with their website, that they have one, but it's not getting any traffic and it's not making them any sales. And that's the reason that they set it up in the first place. So it's bridging that gap. I think I've struggled with that since I started, but more people are becoming aware of what search engine optimization is now. So yeah, I'm getting busy. Good busy.
Brilliant. Yeah. Fantastic. And for someone who's listening maybe and doesn't know what search engine optimization is, will you just kind of explain it in simple terms for us?
Yeah, so search engine optimization, or SEO as it's kind of more commonly known as, is using the words and phrases that your audience are using so that you show up. So if somebody types something into Google, you need to have those similar words on your website to show up for that. So it's that communication piece between having that on your website and Google actually knowing about it. That's what I do to help bridge that gap.
And I presume, I wouldn't be overly familiar with it now myself either, but I presume the more words that you have included, we'll say, that are relevant, the better chance you have of showing up in those searches.
Exactly. Yeah. So a lot of people will maybe write a paragraph on their homepage and leave it at that, but that is not enough to communicate firstly with Google for it to understand what your website is actually about or what the page is about. It needs words, like a human needs words. And similarly, for the person who lands on your website, can they understand what you do or what you sell immediately? They need to see the words that they understand to make sure that the message is resonating.
That's really interesting. We're in, obviously, a very, very digital world at the moment. You know, everything is kind of online and that's where people kind of tend to go and tend to look. So it really is important for businesses to have that presence, number one, but also to have it working for them, I suppose, which is where you come into play.
Exactly. Yeah. So what I see a lot of the time is that if I build it, they will come mentality, that just because I have a website, people will find it and they will buy from me. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. It's like an analogy I like to use, it's like having a party and forgetting to invite people. If you don't tell anyone about it, they're never going to know and they're not going to show up. So it's the same with your website. You need to actually be marketing it and getting people, literally asking people to go to your website, because that's how you build trust with search engines and with your users. And that's how you get them to buy from you.
How does a website benefit a business then?
So for websites, again, this is my opinion. I work mainly on websites. So I believe that a website is where somebody makes a buying decision. They're more likely to input card details or to make that buying decision on a website than they are going to be on a social media platform, or if you send them an email. They feel safer putting that information into a trusted website. And that's why it's important to have one that works properly, that is structurally sound, and that doesn't have any technical issues when people try to make a payment.
A lot of places would have a social media presence now, and I think that's probably important for businesses as well, because it kind of gets the name out there. But as you mentioned there, maybe is it not as trusted as it would be with a website? Are people more comfortable with the website? Is that what you're kind of coming across in your own work?
Yeah, so like I don't specialize in social media because it's a whole world all of its own, but it's so important for businesses to have a presence on social media. The thing is that there's so many platforms that it's really hard for small businesses in particular to have a presence everywhere. So pick one and work on that one, but then be using that platform to drive traffic to your website. Build the relationship, a social relationship on social media, but then change it to a more professional sales relationship on your website.
We're in a world as well now where, you know, people are working during the day, but because I suppose the likes of social media and the likes of websites online, and just having that presence online in general, people can sit down at nighttime, be on their phone, be scrolling, you know, looking at different things they might have thought during the day. Oh, I want to get this product, for example. And they'll go to the website then maybe, or they'll have a look online, see what they can find. So it is important to have a website, I can imagine, for businesses, because that's kind of like an out of hours place where consumers now are doing most of their shopping maybe, or most of their scrolling online. So if they come across your website, obviously it's a potential customer that wouldn't have been there if they didn't have a website.
Yeah, for sure. So like, imagine you're walking down the street and the shops are closed. You can't go in and have a look. Whereas when you're online, you're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You could be asleep in bed and there are sales coming through on your website, which is amazing. But again, it takes a little bit of work to get you there. And that's why diversifying how you get traffic into your website. So if you send emails, maybe vary up the times of day to see when people actually open them and when they come onto your website. So things like Google Analytics, which is completely free, you can see when people are accessing your site, where they're coming from. All this information is available to you. You just need to, I suppose, figure it out. It's maybe not as easy as it sounds.
Yeah, there's a lot to think about. And, you know, some people might be very into it, but other business people don't. They have a lot going on, I suppose. So it's hard to kind of keep on top of everything. So maybe what would be some of the top tips you would have for someone that is setting up a website first? Maybe like, what should they definitely have on the website to make it attractive, and I suppose, and to drive customers to it?
Okay, so when it comes to websites, most people focus on how it looks, but that's probably the least important thing. All the web designers out there are screaming at me. But the words on your website are what determines how you show up in search engines. And at the end of the day, that's how people find you. So you need to think carefully about the words that you're using on your website, which are called keywords, for anyone who's aware of the lingo. Picking the keywords that your audience are actually using and using those on your website, that's the foundation for getting people to start coming through to your website. And then from there, it's just the structural side. So if you're building a website yourself, it's 100% possible, but just make sure that you're looking into how to structure it properly so that search engines can understand it. They read it slightly different to a person does. So the titles and the technical stuff in the background, it's not that complicated, but you just need to keep an eye on it.
And when it comes to search engine optimization then, or SEO, are there different levels, we'll say, that you can do? Like, can someone do just a very basic level just to get them to show up, you know, if they're only starting out maybe, and then can they build it from there as they build the business and build the website?
So we all start from the same place. So every website that's ever existed starts at the bottom. It's like building trust with an in-person customer. It's the same thing with search engines. They need to build a level of trust with you so that they start to show you to other people. They recommend you to others based on a level of trust. So it takes us all time to get there. But the ways that we can do it faster is like that, marketing our websites and getting people to come through at a faster rate than if they just are left to find us by their own devices. And by doing things like, again, this is another technical term, but it's called backlinking. It's a link from somebody else's website to your website. It's like a vote of confidence in the eyes of search engines. They're like, this person is saying that this is a good source of information, and that's like two thumbs up for them.
That's really interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, we talked about having an online presence, and it's very important. I think we especially saw it maybe during COVID and the pandemic, and it's kind of built from there. And, you know, a lot of places now obviously still have their bricks and mortar building, but they also have the online aspect as well. And I mentioned, you know, people scrolling late at night, and there's obviously the benefit there. But would it be the case that having a good website would drive customers into the physical business as well? You know, are people still kind of wanting just to buy in person? Is that aspect still there a little bit?
I definitely think that aspect is still there. I mean, if you've ever bought any item of clothing online, the likelihood is the size that you are in one shop, it's not the size that you are in another. So people still like to go into a physical shop to try on the clothes and maybe buy them when they're in there. But they're getting the inspiration, they're seeing what's out there from your online store. Sometimes they'll see it in the shop and be thinking about it and then buy it online. So you're getting the same person in two different ways by giving them that option.
Yeah, and it's good to have both options, I can imagine, for businesses as well.
Definitely.
Letitia, you're launching a group program for business owners. Will you tell us just what it involves?
Yes, so SEO Simplified for Success is my group program that I set up for business owners who are in that catch 22 where they want to grow their online sales, but they're not in a financial position to outsource it to somebody. They want to learn how to be able to do it themselves to get themselves to the next level. And I created a 12-week group program to help guide them through that process. So everything from picking your keywords to finding out which are the best ones for you to use, to implementing that on your website, optimizing it for sales to make sure that if a person lands, that they actually end up buying, and content marketing and how to push it out and market your website to more people. So I cover all of that across 12 weeks. And just to support business owners who are maybe struggling with the sales, it's very simple, hence that's why I have it in the title. I make it as basic as possible. SEO can feel overwhelming. It's very jargony. So I try to break it down as much as possible and give real life examples.
That sounds really interesting. Who can take part in it?
Any business owner with a website, or if you're planning on having a website. In the first round, I had a lady who was just in the process of building her website, but she was getting the foundations right from the beginning. So it is suitable for any business owners who are ready to get more sales online.
Brilliant. It's 12 weeks long, you mentioned. Is it in person or online or a mixture?
So it is online. It starts on Monday, the 15th of April, and it runs for 12 weeks. So it's a mixture of on-demand recorded lessons where you can watch in your own time and rewatch them as many times as you need to for the message to kind of sink in. There's a lot of demos. You can do it as you watch the video. You can pause and, you know, action as you go. And then there's live calls, Q&A calls as well. So if you really are struggling with something, that you can jump on a call with me and ask me and I can show you how to do it or maybe explain it in a slightly different way. And then there's a group chat as well. There's loads of options for support.
That's brilliant. It's really catering to everyone there, because obviously it's nice for people to be able to do it in their own time as well. And as you said, sit down when you actually have the time, pause and make sure you're doing everything right, which is great. It's probably really helpful to business owners who are quite busy already.
That's it. I found that the first time I ran it, I did it for 8 weeks, but I ended up extending it out to 12 because small business owners are busy juggling so many different things. And I felt like this was becoming an added stress to them, which I didn't want it to be. It's meant to be helping them in their business. So that's why I've made it longer and made more improvements to this round to make it easier for people.
And it's starting next Monday. How can people apply to take part?
So there's two ways to apply. You can visit my website, lotusoptimization.com, and there's a courses button. You can get on board from there. There is two payment options there. You can pay in full, or you can do a payment each month for 3 months. Or if you are based in Kerry, which I'm assuming if you're listening, you just might be, South Kerry Skillnet are co-funding 6 places on the course. So if you visit kerryskillnet.ie, then you can get a 25% off by booking through them.
That's brilliant. You covered there what you'll be going through, and it's quite detailed, but sounds like it's very worthwhile, especially for businesses that have a website but they want to improve it. And as you said, for those who are starting off but want to get the basics right.
Definitely. Like, we had a local Tralee business that took part in the first round, and within 30 days of them finishing, they had doubled their website traffic just within 30 days.
And that's a huge benefit to businesses, obviously, as we mentioned earlier. Like, it's really, really important in this day and age.
It's getting more eyes and creating more awareness of what your business does. They may not buy on the first visit. There's a statistic out there that it's 8 touch points. Somebody needs to see your brand or your product 8 times before they consider buying it. So you need to increase the number of touch points as much as you can. So if somebody's finding you on a Google search, that just means that's another box ticked and they're more likely to become a customer.
That's brilliant. Thanks a million for coming in and joining me on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.